Welcome to MathEI with Mike. Today, we're delving into Mike's article from April 7th, 2025, focusing on JetFormer, which is a pretty cool autoregressive model for generating both images and text. Exciting stuff.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating follow-up to his previous article, even if it doesn't directly involve VAEs. This one tackles multimodal models in a unique way. Instead of separate encoders for text and images, which the authors argue can be problematic, and I kinda see their point, they propose a single autoregressive transformer trained on both modalities simultaneously.
I see. Interesting. So how does this actually work?
Well, they use a pre-trained normalized flow, or NF, model to represent the image. NFs create a reversible, lossless mapping from the image data to a simpler distribution, like a standard Gaussian. This mapping is built by combining simpler mappings, often on small subsets of dimensions, and they're all trained together to maximize the likelihood of the data under this mapping. They actually train an NF for each patch in the image, and they call this patch representation a visual token.
Got it. So they're training the NF for image representation alongside an autoregressive transformer to generate both images and text? Exactly. Given an image description and the image itself, and the order here is important, the transformer is trained to output these visual tokens after they've been through the NF, which is trained simultaneously with the transformer. When an image is input before its description, the transformer learns to reconstruct the text tokens.
Like in the GIVT model you discussed before, right? Predicting parameters of a Gaussian mixture for each token and sampling the representation from there?
Precisely. And they also introduce this idea of increasing robustness by adding noise to the visual data during training. They start with higher noise levels, so the model learns the coarser details and gradually reduce it to capture finer details. It's a form of curriculum learning.
That's clever. It reminds me of, you know, how we learn. Start with the basics and then get into the nitty-gritty. This approach of combining image and text generation within a single transformer with NFs for image representation is quite novel.
Definitely. It'll be interesting to see how this approach evolves and influences future multimodal models. Any final thoughts?
Just that this JetFormer model seems like a promising direction for more integrated and robust multimodal generation. I'm eager to see what research builds upon this foundation.
Thanks for joining us on MathEI with Mike to discuss this intriguing paper. We'll catch you next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.